全说第十五章。
So we can head in that direction. Norman is just joining us as well. So we're going to have a full house. And I'm not sure, Norman, whether you need a light on behind you or not. But anyway.
现在我们也是逐渐的开始了，开始了 Norman 也在从那个门口进来，也加入我们在他旁边。
So we're all together. We're all here. Let's have a word of prayer, and then we can start.
因为我们都在这里，所以呢，我们现在做一个祷告，然后我们再可以开始。
So Lord, we're thankful now for your kindness to us, for the Word of God, and for the presence of the Spirit of God to teach us.
所以主要我们要为您的那个慈爱先生感恩。首先呢，您呢以后我们在一起，您的那个神的圣灵也在我们面前。
So we pray that you'll help us now as we turn to your word.
所以呢，我们祷告，当我们转向翻开您的话的时候呢，您来帮助我们。
We give thanks in Jesus' name.
我们先生感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.Well, again, welcome to all this afternoon. Good to see each one. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and we got down, into the early 20s yesterday or last time we were together.
这个呢，再次欢迎大家，欢迎大家。那我们上个星期呢，我们是一起学到了，格林多前书第十五章的，应该是在后面的二十节还是什么地方。
So, the question at the beginning is, do the dead rise? Did the Lord Jesus Christ rise from the dead?
现在问题呢就是说呢就是死人会复活吗？主耶稣基督从死里复活了吗？
The conclusion is definitely Christ did rise from the dead. The summary is in verse 22, which says, For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ shall all be made alive.
所以这个总结呢是在第二十二节，你第二十节说的主耶稣基督呢他是真的复活了，第二十二节说在亚当里众人都死了，照样在基督里众人也都要活了。
And then the logic flow from that is verse 23, but each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming.
这个逻辑延续到第二三节，但个人是按照自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
The Lord is risen, and afterwards, when the Lord comes back, verse 23, we will rise with him, we will rise at his coming.
所以呢，主呢，他是初熟的果子，他是复活了。那么说呢，我们在主耶稣基督再来的时候，我们也会和他一起，我们也会复活。
And then comes the end.
然后呢，来到那个后面的结尾。
There's a lot to be wound up. The end comes somewhat slowly, if you like.
所以呢，就是呢，有很多的东西呢要给结束。所以呢，就是这个结局呢，如果你那么想的话，它会来的比较晚一点。
Verse 24 says, Jesus will deliver the kingdom to God the Father.When he puts an end to all rule and all authority and all power. So the period of the tribulation and the millennium and the wars after that, that all comes before the end, before the completion of the end. The end is a long time.
所以这个里面呢，就是说，那第二次基督再到后来末期到了，那时基督即将一切执政的掌权的有能力都毁灭了，就把神国交到神，就是父。所以这个呢，其实这个结局呢，结尾它是持续了很长一段时间，是在大灾难以后，在整个的那个千禧年之间这一段时间都是在结尾。
Verse 25, for the Lord Jesus Christ must reign until he has put all enemies under his feet.
第二节说, 因为基督必要做王, 直到神把一切仇敌都放在他的脚下。
So if you like the book of Revelation from chapter 4 down through chapter 20, all of that period has got to come before the final part of the end.
现在如果你去读启示录的话, 从第四章一直到二十章, 这里面所描述的呢,所有的都是说是最终的末期到来之前, 这些都必须先完成。
And the delightful conclusion, verse 26, is that the last enemy that will be destroyed is death.
现在最后让我们感到欣慰的是第二十六节,第二十六节最后要毁灭的仇敌就是死。
Now that is an amazing statement.
这个是一个很神奇的一个说法。
The enemy death will be destroyed.
所以呢,死的仇敌呢,就必须是被毁灭。
That means there will be no death in eternity.
这个意味着呢,在永恒里是没有死亡的。
We get to live forever.
我们会永远地活着。
And it isn't just that we get to live forever, there will be no more death.
这不光光是我们可以永远活着,然后呢,这不再会有死了。
Death will be destroyed.
死亡呢会被摧毁。
And here, death is described as an enemy.
所以这里呢,死亡被描述成是敌人。
If you're like me, you don't usually think of death as an enemy. But this is a marvelous truth.
所以呢,如果你像我一样,你并不是说总是把死亡当成敌人,所以这里是一个很奇妙的一个说法。
So verse 27 says, for he has put all things under his feet. But when he says all things are put under him, it is evident that he who put all things under him is accepted.
所以这个里面第二七节说,因为神叫一切都服了他的脚下,既然他说一切都服了他,显然那叫一切顺服他的就不在其内了。So,
God is going to put all things, everything under the feet of the Lord Jesus.
所以神呢,会把所有的东西,每一件东西呢,都放在主耶稣基督的脚下。
So it isn't just that Jesus rose from the dead.
不仅仅是主耶稣基督呢,从死里复活。
Jesus was then victorious over his death, but he will bring everything to a completion wherein he is the Lord, he is the boss, all things are right, and he will even destroy death.
所以呢,主耶稣基督不光光是战胜了死亡,他会把一切的东西呢,所有的权柄呢,所有的东西呢,都带到他的脚下,然后他毁灭了死亡。
How foolish to ignore the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything will be completed in him. Everything is pointed to him, and all will be subject to him.
所以呢,这个呢,是多么的愚蠢,如果你去忽略我们的主耶稣基督的话,那么说因为所有的一切,所有的都会在他里面完成,所有的一切呢,都指向他,所有的一切都归顺于他。
To put it bluntly, nothing apart from the Lord Jesus is important.
所以这个呢,如果你更大胆地说,就是除了主耶稣基督以外, 没有任何事情是重要的。
Everything is subject to him in every way.
所以呢,每一件事情在每一个方式下都顺服在他之下。
No other enemy will arise.
这不再有敌人会兴起。
Even death itself will be conquered.
就算死亡本身也会被征服。
again, how foolish to ignore this one who not only is the Savior, but is the ultimate sovereign in every possible sense of that word.
这再次说是多么愚蠢的就是忽略主不光是我们的救主主耶稣呢他最终就是那个统治所有的统治一切的一切主权的主
Now verse 28 says, Now when all things are made subject to him, then the Son himself will also be subject to him to put all things under his feet, that God may be all in all.
这个呢就是第28节说一切既服了他那是子也要自己服那叫一切服他的叫神成为一切的一切
Now verse 29 is an interesting verse. It says, Otherwise, what will they do who are baptized for the dead if the dead do not rise at all? Why then are they baptized for the dead?
这第29节是非常有意思的一些经文说否则若死人根本不复活那些为死人受洗的将来怎样呢他们又为何给死人受洗呢
And this verse has been a confusing verse for many. And when we first read it, we sort of say, I understand why.
因为这个经文呢，对很多人来说呢，就是说是得让很多人感到的那个混淆。所以呢，就是说这个里面讲到的意思呢，就是说，当我第一次读到这些经文，我说为什么？
I'm going to read to you the footnote in my Bible on this particular, footnote in the Bible on this particular verse. Let me read it to you. We'll try to explain it. Baptized for the dead. There are various interpretations that have been given for this difficult expression. One interpretation, that's right, you go right ahead.
这个里面呢，他要把他那个圣经里面的，他的那本圣经下面那个注脚的笔记给大家读一下。 就是这节经文，他是为什么要为死人受洗呢？
One interpretation says that this verse sanctions being baptized vicariously for another in order to assure him a place in heaven.
就这里面呢，就是其中一个，就是说这样的解读，就是说这里面的其实一个人为另一个人受洗，为死人受洗，是将来呢，确保他在天堂里有一个位置。
So some people could read this verse and they could say, well, that probably means that if you have a friend or a relative, you could be baptized for them after they were dead. And they would become Christians, they would get saved, they would have their sins forgiven.
所以呢，这个里面呢，基本上有些人呢，他解读呢，他说呢是在你如果有朋友或者有其他人，就说在他们死了以后呢，你还可以给他受洗，还可以让他受洗，这样呢，他们也会得赦免，他们也会去天堂，他们也会得救。
And that, of course, is very wrong. Because it's against all the other principles of scripture that we know. Can't mean that because everywhere else you read in the Bible that says that would not be possible.
对，这个呢当然是错的，当然错的呢，就是因为其实上这里的一个，如果这样说呢，跟其他的那些圣经里的很多的其他的教导都是相反的，相对的。 所以呢，这个呢，基本上是呢，这里说呢，死了以后受洗是基本上是不可能的。The
second one says it refers to those who were baptized because of the testimony of others who had died.
所以呢，这里呢，其实说呢，这些人呢，他们为死人受洗呢，就是说作为一个见证，见证说明那些已经死了的人给他们做见证。
And that's just a little bit hard to understand as well.
这个里面呢，就是呢，有一点点更难理解了。
The footnotes in my Bible explain, and I believe this to be the truth. Most likely, it means being baptized in the place of those who had died, i.e., Roy, you better just translate that first part. I'll read it again. Most likely, it means being baptized in the place of those who had died.
所以这里面呢，就是下面他注脚应该是对的，就是说呢，他们是在那些已经死了的人的，就是说在他们的位置上受洗。
It says, i.e., new converts taking the place of older ones who had already died.
所以呢，这个就是举个例子，就是说呢，那些新信的人，他们呢，就是说是取代了那些已经死了的那些信徒的位置。
So he's basically saying, here's a Christian, and he lives zealously for the Lord, and he dies.
所以这基本上说，这里有个基督徒呢，他很热心的为主而活，然后他死了。
And when he dies, some younger Christian says, but he was doing a wonderful work for God. How could we possibly lose that man?
所以呢，有些人呢，就是说年轻的人，就是他已经死了。但是呢，他呢，就是为神呢做了很多神奇的工作。那么呢，我们怎么可能失去这样一个人呢？
Then he says, well, what I should do the work that he was doing.
所以呢，他说：“那现在我应该怎么做呢？我应该去做他，本来应该他做的那些工作。”
He said, "I should go and I should give my life to the work of God, just as He gave His life to the work of God."
所以呢，他说：“我应该继续，我应该继续呢，就是说呢，我就向上，他把他的生命呢献给了神的工作，那么我应该把我的生命献给神的工作。”
He lived a baptized life, therefore I am willing to live a baptized life as he did because he died. I'm going to live to follow his work.
所以呢，他呢活出了一个受洗的人生，那么他死了，因此呢，我也要像他一样活出这样一个受洗的人生。
But if there's no resurrection of the dead, why would anyone do such a thing?
所以呢，如果真的没有复活的话呢，那么为什么那些人要去做这样的事情呢？
If there's no resurrection of the dead, it would say, that man died in vain. It was foolish for him to die. I'm certainly not going to follow his way of life and do the same thing.
如果说呢，这个没有复活的话呢，那么时候那个人他死了，死了的就是完全的虚空，就是说他呢，就是完全是一个虚空的和一些没有意义的愚蠢的人生。那么如果他是这样的人，他死了，为什么我要去模仿他、效法他那样的人生呢？
Let me give you a modern day parallel to that or example of that.
所以呢，我们给大家讲一个，就是说，举个例子，就是说是现在的这个类似那样的一个例子。
Way back in the year 1956, there were five young men who said, "We want to preach the gospel to a group of Indians in Ecuador."
所以呢，就是说呢，在1956年，有五个那样的基督徒，他们说呢，他们要到那个厄瓜多尔的那些印第安人中间去传道。Those
Indians in Ecuador had never heard the gospel.
所以在那些厄瓜多尔的那些印第安人呢，从来没有听到过福音。They
had never had any communication with what we would call civilization.
所以呢，他们呢，其实跟我们称之为文明的，现代文明的之间呢，没有任何的联系。They
were in Ecuador, but they could not speak the Spanish language.
所以他们在厄瓜多尔，但是呢，他们呢，不会讲西班牙语。
They couldn't speak English. They had never had communication with the civilized world.
所以呢，他们也不会讲英语，他们和文明世界呢没有任何的联系。
So these five missionaries said, we are going to fly into their neighborhood. We'll get out of the plane. We will meet them. We'll love them. We will tell them about Jesus.
这五个宣教士呢，他们说呢，他们会坐飞机，坐飞到在他们周围的地区，然后呢，就去进去，要遇见，就是要去见他们，然后呢，要去爱他们，要去告诉他们主耶稣基督。
They had given them many gifts, but they had never physically met them.
所以呢，他们其实呢有很多的那样的恩赐，但是没有很多，就是说就是这样的实际上就是已经实现了。
So they decided that they would go in. They went down. They met these men from this tribe, and the tribe killed all five of those men in February 1956.
所以他们决定呢，就是走到那个俱乐部去。走到那个俱乐部去以后呢，他们在路上，其实，在他们到了那个俱乐部，在1956年的2月份，他们把这五个宣教士全部都杀害了。
So the question is, was that good or bad?
这些问题呢，这是好的还是坏的？
And there were many people around the world who heard the story, and they said, I am going to serve the Lord the same way those men did.
所以呢，在世界上很多人呢，听到了这件事以后呢，他们说呢，我们要去服侍主，要按照他们服侍主的方式去服侍主。
And they said, I'm going to serve one way or another in one place or another, but I am willing to die for Jesus just the same way they died for Jesus.
所以呢，他说呢，我们要呢，以这样的一种方式，或那样的一种方式呢，去服侍主。我愿意为主而死，为主耶稣基督而死，就像他们几个为主耶稣基督而死一样。
One of the men who was killed was a man by the name of Nate Saint.
所以呢，其中一个被杀害的人呢，他的名字叫Nate Saint.
Nate Saint's sister was Rachel.
所以Nate Saint's姐姐或者妹妹是Rachel.
She said, my brother died with the intent of speaking to those people about Jesus. I am going to go to those same people. And if they kill me, they kill me. But if not, I'm going to tell them what Nate would have told them. I'm going to tell them about Jesus.
所以呢，但是我的哥哥呢，就是为了去讲主、传讲主耶稣基督的儿死了。所以呢，我也要按照他的方式去，他去他去的那个地方去跟那些同样的一批的印第安人去传福音。如果他们要杀我，像杀我哥哥一样，那就杀了我吧。但是呢，如果他们不杀我，我要跟他们传讲主耶稣。
And so Rachel Saint went in amongst them. She didn't get killed, and she lived with those native Indians for the rest of her life. She gave her entire life to that tribe.
所以呢，其实呢，他Rachel呢，他也去了那个地方。他们呢，没有杀他，没有杀他呢，所以他的余生里呢，一直和那个印第安土著的那个部落，一生都和他们住在一起。
So verse 29 now says, what will they do who are baptized for the dead if the dead do not rise at all?
第29节说呢，否则若死人根本不复活，那些为死人受洗的将来怎样呢？
Why are they baptized for the dead? Why did Rachel say, I will take my entire life and I will give it to the Lord to accomplish what my brother tried to accomplish, but he died.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，那么他们又为什么要给死人受洗呢？就是这个Rachel说呢，我要是像我的哥哥那样去为主呢，要活，我也要去做我的哥哥，他因为他要去做这件事而被杀害的，他没有完成的事，我也要去把它做完。
So the brother goes in and he dies. He lives a baptized life and he gives his entire life for those people. And his sister follows after. She gives her entire life. Why would she do that if the dead don't rise?
这个里面呢，就是他的哥哥呢，后来一个受洗的人生，然后他去到那里去了呢，他把他的余生呢，他的死了以后呢，他就整个的生命呢，其实都是医生呢，把生命都献给了那个布呢。那么他的那个Rachel，他的妹妹为什么要去呢？也是按照他哥哥那种方式去做呢？如果没有死人复活的这样的事情的话，他为什么要去做按照他哥哥那个方式？
If the dead don't rise, Nate wasted his life. And therefore, Rachel shouldn't waste her life too. But if the dead do rise, then Rachel says, I'm going to give my life to do exactly what my brother tried to do.
所以呢，如果那死人呢没有复活的话呢，那么Nathan呢就是完全的浪费他的人生。但如果是没有死人复活，他浪费他人生，那么为什么Rachel也要去呢？ Rachel呢，他就是说要去呢，他就说他知道真的有死人复活，所以他说呢，他要去完成他的哥哥那次没有完成的事，他也要把他的生命、把他人生呢献给那个土著的部落。It
is the resurrection that gives the motivation for the initiative for great things in life. If the dead don't rise, don't waste your life.
所以呢，就是因为有复活，所以给那些人呢，他们有那样的动机，有那样的就是充实的能量去做那样的事情。如果真的没有死人复活呢，那不要那么去做，那只是浪费你的时间。And
then verse 30, he says, and why do we stand in jeopardy every hour?
所以第30节就是我们又为何时刻冒险呢？
What does he mean?
这是什么意思呢？
He means everywhere I go, every hour of every day, there are people who want to kill me.
他说呢，这是意思就是我每一天我去到每个地方，那些人呢，他们都想杀了我。You
remember that he was imprisoned many, many times.
你们大家也都记得，那个使徒保罗在那个监狱里呢，很多很多次。
He was beaten many times.
所以呢，被打了很多次。
He was shipwrecked. He was left for dead.
所以呢，他那个就是他的产业遇到了海难，他也在那里等死。
He says, what's the point of that? If the dead don't rise, why would I waste my time? Why would I give my life for something that is useless? I'm going to die anyway. Why would I do it?
他说呢，如果那个没有复活的话，那么这个点在哪里呢？为什么我要冒险我的人生呢？让我的人生处处处在险境，而去做那些事情呢？如果说是，不管怎么说，我总是要死，死了就死，死了也没有复活。那么我去做这些事情，去冒这些险的这个点在哪里呢？
And so he basically says, I wouldn't do that. If the dead didn't rise, I wouldn't live the life I'm living.
他说呢，基本上是，如果真的没有复活呢，我不会那么去做。如果没有复活的话呢，我不会去活出我现在活出的这样的一个人生。
Verse 31, he says, I affirm by the boasting in you, which I have in Christ Jesus, our Lord, I die daily.
第31节说呢，我在我们的主基督耶稣里，指着我因你们而有的喜乐，极力地说，我每天死去。The
only reason I live the kind of life I live, he says, is because there will be a resurrection. Jesus rose and I will rise.
所以呢，在这里基本上他说呢，我这么活着的唯一的理由呢，是因为有复活。所以呢，主耶稣基督已经复活了，我也将要复活。And
then the simple expression of the logic that he is explaining is in verse 32.
所以呢，在基本的上下面一个解释，解释他上面这个逻辑的是在第32节。
He says, if in the manner of men, I have fought with beasts at Ephesus. What advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise?
这基本上是说，若我当时像普通人一样在以弗所同野兽搏斗，那对我有什么益处呢？
Then he concludes, he's saying, let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. If the dead don't rise, then there's no point in our investing in tomorrow. Let's eat and drink and have a good time today.
所以这是说，若死人不复活，那我们就吃吃喝喝，因为明天我们都要死去。如果没有复活呢？那么说呢？哎，你为什么要投资明天呢？ 那么说为什么要把精力花在明天上面呢？那么我们今天就像这样吃吃喝喝去享受就死了算了。
So the ultimate reason for doing the right thing today is that the resurrection will make it worthwhile.
所以呢，就是最终的这个原因，为什么我们今天要做这些的事情呢？就是说最终的那个复活让我们今天所有做事情都会有价值。
And if there is no resurrection, then what's the point of doing the right thing today?
如果没有那个复活呢，那么为什么今天我们要做正确的事呢？ 这个点在哪儿？
And that is the problem in the world today.
这就是当今世界存在的问题。
100 years ago, people in the Western world knew the truth of the Bible, and they realized that there was going to be a resurrection of the just to heaven, a resurrection of those who rejected Jesus to hell. They knew that, and therefore they lived moral lives.
所以呢，就是说呢，在100多年前呢，实际上世界上人他们意识到，他们知道圣经里的真理，懂得圣经真理，知道呢将来会有复活。一些信主的人呢，做正确事情人都复活呢，去到天堂；那些拒绝呢主的这人，行恶行的人，他们被下到地狱里去。所以呢，因为他们知道这样的真理，所以他们活出一个道德的人。
But if there is no resurrection, what's the point in doing what's right, investing today and tomorrow? No point, it's a waste of time.
所以呢，如果真的没有复活的话，那么今天这个点呢，去把今天投资到明天，那么说这是一个非常愚蠢的事情。为什么要把今天投资到明天去呢？
And so you go to some young person who's taking drugs, and you say to him, don't do that. All that is going to do is give you misery tomorrow, and it's going to give you judgment and hell in eternity.
所以呢，如果你去对那些年轻的吸毒者，你去跟他说呢，你这么做的点在哪里？你这么做的目的是什么呢？为什么你这么做的唯一的就是说呢，是让你明天变得更加的痛苦，你的苦难更加深重，最终呢，你的结局是在那个地狱里。
He says, I don't believe in resurrection. I don't believe in an eternal existence.
所以他说呢，我不相信有复活，我也不相信永恒的存在。
Because I don't believe in an eternal existence, I don't really care very much about tomorrow. If it feels good today, that's all that matters. I want to feel good today.
所以呢，如果说是没有，就是说永恒不存在的话，那么说呢，我明天是怎么样，有什么意义呢？我就是如果我今天感觉好的话，我就为今天活，就是这才是最重要的。我今天活了好就够了。And
so that is the central foundation of the sin of our day. It is simply saying, let's eat, drink and be merry, for tomorrow we die, because they're saying we have no certainty about tomorrow. All I care about is today.
这个里面就是我们当今世界最大的一个误区，最大的错误。他们说呢，反正是也没有永恒，没有复活，那么我们就吃吃喝喝，因为明天呢我们都要死了，所以死了就死了。所以这个呢，就是说今天我今天活得好才是最重要的，不要去管明天。
Verse 33 says, Don't be deceived. Don't listen to that lie.
所以呢，第三十三节说呢，不要被欺骗，不要被上面那一句话所欺骗。
Says evil company, evil messages, evil belief that there is no resurrection that will corrupt your manners for the future. You will do what is wrong unless you believe that there will be a resurrection.
所以这里讲到的就是你这种邪恶的想法，这是邪恶的行动，其实当最后呢，会让你呢进入那种败坏。所以呢，就是说呢，如果你要是想去活出一个好的人生，你最好去相信有复活。And
therefore, verse 34 says, awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God.
第三十四节说，醒来归义，不要犯罪，因为有些人没有神的知识。
Because they don't have the knowledge of God, they don't think right.
所以呢，因为他们没有，就是关于神的知识，所以他们的思考方法都是错的。
Because they don't think right, they don't act right.
因为他们的思想不正确，所以他们的行为呢也不正确。And
because of that, they do all manner of foolish things, including live the way the homeless live today, devoted to drugs, to pleasure, to anything that makes them feel good. Right now, they say, I don't care about tomorrow.
因为呢，他们有这样的所有的这样的一些没有这方面的知识，所以因此呢，让他们就是说呢，陷入到一种这种败坏的人生，甚至无家可归、吸毒这样的人生。他就说，如果我今天感觉好，我今天就这么做。And
the answer, of course, is righteousness is right. Jesus is right because the dead will rise.
所以呢，这答案呢，就是说呢，公义呢，它是对的，主耶稣基督是公义的，因为呢，就说死人会复活。
Verse 34 then says, awake to righteousness and do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. I speak to this to your shame.
现在第三十一节说，醒来归义，不要犯罪，因为有些人没有神的知识。我说这话是要叫你们羞愧。He
says, it's your shame now. You should be ashamed of the fact that there are those around you who don't have the knowledge of God. Give them the knowledge of God.
所以呢，他这个跟他们说呢，你们要感到羞愧，你们羞愧呢，因为你们周围的，你们周围的人呢，都没有神的知识，所以你们应该感到羞愧，你们要去把神的知识传给他们。Why
don't all people have the knowledge of God today?
为什么呢？很多人今天呢，没有神的知识呢？
Because we as Christians didn't tell them.
因为呢，我们的基督徒呢，没有去告诉他们。That's
why we spend so much time teaching the gospel, both to those who know and those who don't know, to the saved and the unsaved. We teach it because we must spread the knowledge of God around.
所以呢，这就是为什么我们要去传福音。我们传福音呢，去传给那些呢，知道的、得救的，或者说没得救的那些人呢。我们要把神的知识呢，传播到、传遍到所有的人中间去。So
the apostle has shown us the evidence for the resurrection, and then he has shown us the implications of the resurrection. Now he's going to tell us a little bit about how and what that resurrection is.
所以呢，那个使徒的保罗呢，他告诉了我们，一些就是证明呢有那个复活。然后呢，他就说呢，把这个复活，死人复活呢，应用到我们这些人生指的是什么？那么下面呢，他会继续讲这个复活到底是怎样的复活。
Now he says in verse 35, someone will say, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come?
所以35节说，有人会说死人怎样复活，带着什么样身体来呢？
And the answer, verse 36 is, foolish one.
所以呢，36节呢，就是说的答案是无知的人呢。
What was so foolish about those two questions?
对这两个问题呢，是看着是多么的无知呢？
Well, the foolish is this, that some people say, I will only believe what I fully understand.
所以这个愚蠢的无知的问题呢，就是呢，有些人说呢，我只相信我能够理解的东西。
Others say, I choose to believe what God says, whether I understand it or not.
其他人说呢，我选择相信神说的，不管我理解还是不理解。
When I was a little boy, my daddy used to say, don't do that, Harold.
但我还是个小男孩的时候呢，我的爸爸经常会跟我说 Harold, 不要做那件事。
What was I supposed to do?
那我应该怎么做呢？
Was I supposed to say, would you please explain it to me? After you explain it to me, I will decide whether I will believe you and obey you, Daddy.
所以呢，我哥跟他说呢，爸爸，你能不能给我解释一下？解释一下以后呢，然后呢，我理解了以后呢，我再决定是去做呢，还是相信你呢，还是顺服你呢？
How foolish for a little boy. To say, Daddy, I won't obey you unless I fully understand you.
对一个小男孩呢，说是多么愚蠢的一件事情。他跟他爸爸说呢，爸爸，我唯一的顺服你的方式就是说呢，我完全理解你所说的。
Do you believe that God will take you to heaven one day?
你相信神呢，有一天会把你带到天堂去吗？
Yep.
是。
How's he going to get you there?
怎么把你带到天堂去？
Can you explain the physics of that?
所以呢，你能不能够就是具体的解释清楚呢？
Can you explain the biology of eternal life?
所以呢，你能不能就是从生物的角度呢解释永生呢？
Can you tell me precisely where you're going to be when you go to heaven?
所以你能告诉我你到天堂以后呢，你具体的去到哪个地方吗？
The answer is you can't answer any of those questions.
答案是那就没有一个问题你可以回答。
How foolish to pretend that the promises of God only need to be believed if you can fully explain them.
所以呢，这是多么的愚蠢！就是说呢，如果说呢，你要去相信神的应许，只是说神的应许能够完全被解释清楚，你才相信，这是多么的愚蠢。
We believe in the resurrection of the dead, not because we can explain it. We believe in the resurrection of the dead because it's obvious Jesus did rise from the dead.
我们呢就相信呢死人复活，并不是说呢我们能够清楚的去解释死人复活是怎么一回事，是因为我们相信主耶稣基督他是从死里复活了。
It's a fact. We know it works. Therefore, we say, I believe it. I don't understand it. I believe it.
这个是个事实，事实呢它也是有效的，因此呢我们说呢我们相信它，并不是说因为我们理解这个事情，我们说我们不理解，但是我们相信。
So two questions in verse 35, both of which are foolish questions. How are the dead raised up and with what body do they come?
因为在第35节里有两个愚蠢的问题，第一个愚蠢的问题是说死人怎样复活，第二个愚蠢问题是带着什么样的身体来呢？
But Paul in a gracious way begins to give the answer of a parallel activity.
所以呢其实呢使徒保罗借着他的宽容呢，他就说是用类似的方式用那个来跟他们解释。
So he says in verse 36, as if he was talking to a farmer, what you sow is not made alive unless it dies.
所以呢，这个呢，第三呢，他解释的是用那个农民种植的方式呢，解释说，你所种的若不死，就不会活过来。
So if you've got just a little pea or a bean, and you take that pea or bean, you put it in the backyard, and you bury it, and what's going to happen?
所以呢，你如果说是拿一块小小的、一颗小的豆子，或者说是那个豆类的东西，你把它拿到你的后院去，然后呢，挖根把它埋起来，那个会发生什么呢？
That pea or bean is a seed. It will die in the soil, and out of that dying and dead seed will come a pea plant or a bean plant.
所以这个里面呢，就是说呢，它这个你把那个豆子种子埋进去以后呢，那个种子呢就会死了，不管是那个豆类的种子还是豆子的种子，然后呢，在这个死亡的过程中呢，它会长出一个就是豆荚类的植物或者是豆类的植物长出来。
But the plant will never grow unless the pea or the bean dies. The seed has got to die in order that the plant can grow.
所以呢，除非呢那个豆子的种子呢，它或者死了，它如果没死呢，永远你呢长不出这个豆类的这种植物出来。
Verse 37, and what you sow, you do not sow that body that shall be, but you sow mere grain, and perhaps wheat or some other grains. But God gives it a body as it pleases him, and to each seed its own body.
第三七节、第三八节说，并且你们所种的不是那将来的形体，不过是籽粒，就是麦子或是别样的谷物。但神随自己的意思给他一个形体，并叫每个种子各有自己的形体。
Alright, so your life is now like a seed, and you are planted, and then from that comes the eternal life, and it'll be like you, only it'll be bigger and better and more.
因为这个呢，你就像是一个种子，你的生命呢，现在都被种植下去，种植下呢，将来会长出永恒的生命。长出永生呢，这个永生呢，他就说呢，他还是像你现在这样，但是呢，只是比你现在这个样子啊更大更好。
So we die and we wait resurrection, and then the Lord is going to give us this new body, this new life.
所以呢，我们死了以后呢，我们就等待复活，等待复活呢，当我们复活的时候，主呢会给我赐给我们一个新的身体和一个新的生命。
It will be like our own old body, but it will be more abundant, more blessed, more beautiful.
所以呢，它就跟我们现在这个身体是类似的，但是呢，就是更丰富啊，更那个啊，美丽，更那个好看。
So I keep thinking that when you see me after I rise from the dead, you will probably say to me, Harold, I didn't realize you were so good looking.
所以呢，我一直在想呢，当我复活以后呢，如果你看见我的话呢，你说呢， Harold, 我从来没想到过你长得这么帅。
My body is going to be much more beautiful.
我的身体呢，会变得呢，更加的美丽。
All right, so verse, I'm not sure what verse we're at. I guess 39.
我们讲39节。
It says, all flesh is not the same flesh, but there is one kind of flesh of men, another flesh of beasts, another of fish, and another of birds.
第三节就是说呢，凡肉体各有不同，人的肉体是一种，兽的肉体又是一种。鱼是一种，鸟又是一种。
There are also celestial bodies and terrestrial bodies, but the glory of the one celestial is one, and the glory of the terrestrial is another.
第四节说，有天上的形体，也有地上的形体， 但天上的形体的荣耀是一种，地上的形体的荣耀又是一种。
So when we rise, each of us are going to be like what we were when we were on earth, but we're going to be far more beautiful, far more powerful.
所以呢，当我们呢，复活以后呢，我们每个人呢，都是跟我们在地球上这个身体的呢是类似的，但是我们呢要远远的美，要远远的有那个能力。
And we're going to be different not only in our existence, we're going to be different in glory.
所以我们当然呢，就是说呢，不仅仅是说啊，和我们的身体呢不一样，就是跟现在不一样，我们的荣耀呢也会不一样。
So Paul now goes to the heavens to explain verse
41. 所以呢，现在呢，使徒保罗呢，他在天堂里呢来解释第41节。
There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for one star differs from another star in glory.
也就第四十节说，日有日的荣耀，月有月的荣耀，众星有众星的荣耀，这星和那星的荣耀也有分别。
So you and I, when we get to the resurrection point, each of us is going to be different. We're going to be like we were here, but we will be different in glory.
所以呢，你我呢，当我们呢，就是到了复活的那个点上的时候呢，我们每个人呢，就像说地球上一样，我们跟我们在地球上是类似的，但是你我们都是不一样的，都是有区别的。我们在荣耀这方面呢，也是有区别的。
So the difference that you and I will have from one another in heaven is not going to be that you're better than me, but it is going to be that your glory will be one, my glory will be another, and another, and each one will have his own independent and very beautiful and wonderful glory.
所以这个你我在天上的区别呢，并不是说呢你比我强或者我比你强，实际我们每个人呢，每个人有每个人不一样的荣耀，你的荣耀是这样的，他的荣耀是这样的，另外一个荣耀是这样的，所以呢，其实呢，我们每个人的荣耀呢，其实都是有一个更加的美丽，更加的奇妙的，更加的那样的不同的荣耀。
Some will have the glory of the sun. Some will have the glory like the moon. Some glory like this star or that star. Each one with his different glory.
所以呢，我们有些人的荣耀呢，就像太阳的荣耀一样；有些人的荣耀就像月亮的荣耀一样；有些人的荣耀就像星星的荣耀一样。这样不同的星星，那样不同的星星。所以呢，每个人的荣耀都是不一样的。
I like to think in terms of flowers. A rose is beautiful. A tulip is beautiful. A daffodil is beautiful. A crocus is beautiful.
所以呢，就是呢，我是想用那个花呢，花的这个类型呢，来做这样的区别。就是玫瑰呢，它是非常美的。那么郁金香呢，也是非常美的。然后那个就是说是蒲公英呢，也是很美的。还有一个什么其他的花，也是很美的。
You got those four flowers. Which one is the most beautiful?
所以你有这四类的花，那么哪一个花是最美的呢？
Well, they're all different. Each one is beautiful. And when you look at one, you say, that's very nice. Look at the next one. You say, wow, that's beautiful too. Not one better than the other, but they are all beautiful in their own way.
这四个花呢，它都是那个美丽的。如果说你看这个花呢，啊，它是这个方面很美；如果你看那个花呢，那个花也在这方面很美。它们呢，几个花期呢都是不一样，它各有各的美，所以它们全部是美的，但是只是不一样的美。
So that's the way it's going to be in the resurrection. Each of us will be there, each having his own glory. Imagine me having eternal glory.
你想象一下我有永恒的荣耀。
I don't deserve that.
我并不值得那个。
And each of us say, it's wonderful. I'm going to get eternal glory.
我们每个人都说呢，这个是太奇妙了，我会有荣耀。
Is the resurrection important?
你复活是重要的吗？
Of course it is. Without the resurrection, I won't get eternal glory, and either will you.
所以那当然是重要的。如果没有复活的话呢，我得不到永恒的荣耀。你们中间也没有任何一个人可以得到永恒的荣耀。
All right, so verse 42 now begins to carry on this logic. It says, so also is the resurrection of the dead. The body is sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption.
第42节呢，继续上面的这个逻辑，他说，死人复活也是这样，所种的是必朽坏的，复活的是不朽坏的。
Well, what do we know about the present body?
所以我们现在这个身体我们了解多少呢？
And the answer is, it's a body which is corrupting. It's quietly falling apart.
所以呢，这个答案呢，就是这个身体是一个要朽坏的身体，它会进一步的，一步一步的，就是衰败。
I was at the chapel on Friday night.
所以呢，他在星期五的晚上，他在教堂里。
I went downstairs and several of the people came running up to me.
所以呢，我下到那个楼下去，有几个人呢，他在我面前。
And they said that Rachel, who attends Lord Bing High School, this is Rachel Hay Long's daughter, she attends Lord Bing High School. She went down the walls of the high school. She saw a picture of me when I was 18 years old.
所以呢，他碰到Rachel，Rachel呢，实际上他在现在在这个诺德宾高中呢上学，其实呢，他是荷兰的女儿。Rachel呢，他现在在这个诺德宾中学上学的时候呢，他说呢，他在他的学校里看见了 Harold18岁时的照片在那个里面。
And then she started laughing and she showed me the picture.
然后她开始笑，然后她把那个照片给我看。
And I was wondering why it was so funny.
我就说奇怪，为什么有这么好笑呢？
And then I looked at the picture and I saw all my beautiful hair.
然后我看那个照片呢，看见我有一头美发。
And I used to have a lot of hair.
我通常呢，过去我有很多的很密的头发。
But I don't have lots of beautiful hair now.
对，现在呢，我没有这样一头美发了。
What happened?
发生什么呢?
My body is sown in corruption and it's going down and down. But one day my body is going to rise again.
所以呢，我的身体呢就是在朽坏，一天一天的朽坏下去。那么有一天呢，我的那个身体会那个复活。
And I think you're going to see my hair.
我认为那个时候你会看到我的一头秀发。
And I think you're going to laugh too.
我认为你那个时候也会笑。Now
isn't that wonderful?
这个是很美的吗?
The body without any corruption.
所以你的身体没有任何的朽坏。My
body is going to be exactly what God wanted it to be when he made me in the first place before sin came in.
所以呢，其实呢，我的身体呢，就是说是神把我造成的，就是刚他造我的时候，应该是一模一样的，直到罪来了。Now,
it doesn't just say that I'm not going to have a body that is corrupted. The Bible says that my new body will never be corrupted.
所以这里不仅仅只是说我的身体是要朽坏的，而且圣经说呢，我的新的身体是永远不朽坏的。I'm
not going to lose any hair in heaven.
我在天上呢，我不会掉一根头发。
All right, verse
43.
It says, it is sown in dishonor, it will be raised in glory. Not too many people, when they die, like to have all the stories of their death told.
所以呢，并不是说所有的人在他们死的时候呢，他人生的所有的故事都被讲出来了。I
was at part of Marge's funeral this afternoon.
今天呢，他参加了那个 Marge's 的那个葬礼。They
talked about what a wonderful girl she was.
他们呢告诉他是多么的一个美丽的一个姑娘。
They talked about her wonderful life.
但呢也告诉了她的那个一生的奇妙的一生。
But they didn't talk about her days just before she died. They weren't terribly honorable.
所以呢他们并不是说是并没告诉我在她死之前的那几天的情况。那几天的情况是极其可怕的。
She was weak. She didn't have much power. She didn't have control over her own faculties. She couldn't think very well.
所以呢，她是那个虚弱的，她也没什么能量，她也不能控制她的身体的任何一个部分，她甚至她都不能正常的思考。
And if you hadn't known her earlier, you wouldn't say she was a wonderful woman. She was just frail.
所以呢，你如果说呢，你在他之前呢，就说呢，看到他的话，你说这个人是一个非常奇妙的一个人，所以他只是一些软弱了。She
had no honor in the rest home, but she has glory today.
所以呢，他在里面呢，其实他是没有任何的荣誉，但是呢，他今天呢，他却有荣耀了。
Verse 33 goes on to say, it is sown in weakness, it is raised in power.
所以第43节说，所种的是软弱的，复活的是有能力的。
She probably didn't even have the ability to feed herself.
她当时呢，可能都没有那样的能力自己吃饭。
So she had knew all she had was weakness, but she's got power today.
因为他所有的都是软弱，那么今天呢，他也得到了能力。
Verse 44 says, it is sown a natural body, it is raised a spiritual body.
第43节所种的是肉体，复活的是灵体，若有肉体，也必有灵体。
We know a little bit about a natural body, we don't know very much about a spiritual body.
我们对我们的自然的身体呢，我们知道一些，但是呢，对我们属灵的身体，我们完全不知道。We
do know this, we're going to get a spiritual body.
所以我们知道的呢，是我们将会获得一个属灵的身体。And
we know that the spiritual body is going to be better.
我们也知道这个属灵的身体呢，也会更加好。
Now we know there is this a natural body. You can touch it. You can feel it.
所以呢，我们知道这个呢，就是我们自己的自然的这个身体呢，你可以去摸，你可以去感觉到。There
is also a spiritual body. You can't touch it. You can't feel it. You know it's there because the same God who gave you the natural body says he's going to give you, and you've already got a spiritual body. You can't see it yet.
所以呢，就是说呢，你有一个属灵的身体。这个属灵身体呢，其实呢，你是感觉不到，你也摸不到。我们知道这个属灵的身体的存在呢，是因为那个同样的给你的这个肉身的那一位神呢，他说呢，将来呢，你会有一个更好的这个属灵的身体。Verse
45 says, and so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living being. The last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
第四十五节说呢，经上也是这样记着的，首先的人亚当成了有灵的活人，末后的亚当成了叫人活的灵。
How are you alive?
你怎么活着呢？
It's very simple. God gave life to Adam, and Adam passed that life on to all his children.
所以呢，非常简单，神把这个生命呢赐给了亚当，那么亚当呢把这个生命呢传给所有的他的子孙。
So through Adam, you and I have a natural body.
通过呢亚当呢，你我呢都有一个自然的身体。
But the Lord Jesus became the last Adam.
但主耶稣基督呢成为末后的亚当。
And through him, we have a life, sorry, he was the life-giving spirit. Through him, we have a living spirit.
所以呢通过他我们有一个呢活的灵。
We have life through Adam, we have spiritual life through Jesus.
我们有了一个生命呢是通过亚当来的，但是我们呢有了一个属灵的生命是通过主耶稣基督来的。
Okay, Adam was the first Adam.
亚当呢是第一位亚当。
Jesus was the last Adam.
主耶稣基督是末后的亚当。
Why is he called the last Adam?
为什么把他要称为末后的亚当？
Because you get spiritual life from him. If you don't get it from him, you don't get it.
所以因为呢你从他那里得到属灵的生命，如果你不从他那里得到属灵生命，你就没有属灵的生命。
All kinds of people say there's another way, you know.
所以其他的很多人说呢还有其他的方法，你知道吗？
There's no other way. Jesus Christ was the last Adam.
所以呢根本没有其他的路，因为主耶稣基督是末后的亚当。
All kinds of philosophies which suggest that one way or another, there will be another experience, there will be another hope, there will be another way. God says no.
所以呢其他呢很多的哲学家呢他会告诉你呢其实呢还有其他的方式，还有其他的办法，或者其他的那种希望，或者就是说这样那样，不管从什么方式，神说没有，只有一条路。
Jesus was the last Adam. You get eternal life from him, or you don't get eternal life. You'll never get any other life. Jesus is the last Adam. That's our last chance.
所以呢，主席记得他是末后的亚当，是最后的亚当。这个最后的亚当呢，如果你只能从这个最后的亚当里得到属灵的生命，如果你从他那里得到你这个属灵的永恒的生命的话呢，你就得到了。如果你不从他那里得到他的那个永恒的生命的话呢，你就得不到任何其他的形式的生命。主耶稣基督呢，他是最后的亚当，你这也是所有人的最后的机会。
All right, now verse 46 says, however, the spiritual is not first, but the natural, and after that, the spiritual.
第四十六节说，然而属灵的不在先，属肉体的在先，以后才有属灵的。
The only way you get the spiritual life is to get the natural life first.
所以唯一的你得到属灵的那个生命的方式呢，就是说你首先要有一个肉体，属肉体的生命。
So God doesn't offer this spiritual life to animals.
所以神呢并没有把这个属灵的生命提供给动物。
Some people say there's probably life on other planets. Terrestrial life out there.
所以有些人呢认为呢就是说呢在其他的星球上可能会有生命，在那里的那些星球上有星球上的生命。
But the fact is you don't get this spiritual life unless you first get natural life from Adam.
所以呢在现在的问题就是呢，你如果你不首先得到从亚当那里得到这个属肉的身体，你永远得不到属灵的身体。
Don't worry about alien life on other planets.
所以不要去管在其他的星球上有没有外星人。
God's offer of eternal life is only to those of us on this planet.
所以呢，神呢，他提供给的永生呢，只是说是活在我们地球上的这些人身上。
Okay, verse 47. The first man was of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven.
第四十七节说，第一个人是出于地，乃属土；第二个人是主，出于天。
So the first man was Adam, and he gave us life on the earth. The second man is Jesus. He's the Lord from heaven, and he will give us heavenly life.
所以这个呢，第一个人呢，他是亚当，他给我们地上的这样一个生命；第二个呢，就是说是主，主他是从天堂里来的，所以他给我们属于天上的生命。Verse
48, as was the man of dust, so also are those who are made of dust. And as the heavenly man, so also are those who are heavenly.
48节说，那是土的怎样，凡属土的也就怎样；那是天的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样。Okay,
so if you had to describe Adam, what would you say?
所以呢，如果你要去描述亚当的话，你会怎么描述？
Well, you'd say he's very like me.
你说他跟我是一样的。
Or I'm like him, but I'm trying to explain him. What's he like? Well, he'll be like me.
今天或者说是我像他，我呢，如果试着去描述他的话呢，你就说呢，他像我或者我像他。
I think if Adam were to walk down the street today, you wouldn't recognize him as being the one who was first made. You'd say he's just like every other person.
今天我认为，如果亚当今天在街上走动的话呢，你不会看得出来他是那个第一个特别创造的，你就会说呢，他和你我长成一样的。But
the verse goes on and says that just as Adam was a man of dust, so as the heavenly man, so are those of us who are heavenly.
这个经文继续说呢，第一个呢是属于地的，是属于天的。那么凡属地的怎样，凡属天的也就怎样了。So
if you ask the question now, what was Adam like? You say he's just like me, and then you say, well, what am I going to be like when I get to heaven? And the answer is simple: I'm going to be just like Jesus.
现在就是说呢，你说呢，就是说呢，当我在地球上，我和其他的人都是差不多的，长成样的。那么问题就是，我去到天堂的时候，我会像什么样子？答案很简单，就是你会像主耶稣那样。Now
is that amazing or not?
这个是很神奇还是不神奇呢？
And I know you're going to say to me, Harold, do you really mean that one day you're going to be like Jesus?
你会跟我说，你说Harold，你真的是说有一天你会像主耶稣一样吗？
And I would say to you, yes, that sounds very unlikely, and I can understand all the differences, but one day, when I get to heaven, I am going to be like Jesus.
我会回答你说，是的，我将来就是会是那样的，但是看起来好像是不可能的样子。 但是呢，最终呢，最终结局呢，就是说呢，在一天我去到天堂的时候，我会跟主耶稣基督是一模一样。Do
you get excited about that?
你为此感到激动吗？
I hope so. It's absolutely overwhelming.
我希望呢，因为这个实际上是一个压倒性的事情。
So verse 49, as we have borne the image of the man of dust, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man.
第49节就是我们既身为属土的形象，将来也必有属天的形象。
Okay, we are going to look like Jesus.
所以呢，我们将来会看起来像主耶稣。
My friend told me many years ago that she was driving down the street.
所以我的朋友呢，他告诉我，很多年前他告诉我，他在那个街上开车。
And as she was driving down the street, she looked over and she saw me.
那他在街上开车的时候，那他环顾四周，他看见了我。
And she said, "Oh, there's Mr. Summers."
哦，那里是Summers先生。
But she wasn't referring to me. She thought I was my father.
所以呢，他当时并没认出来我，他认为那我是我的爸爸。
She said to me, "Did you know that you look a lot like your father?" I thought that was your father when I saw you.
他说：“那你知道吗？我看见你，你跟你的爸爸长得非常像。当我第一眼看见你的时候，那我认为呢，我看见你的父亲了。”One
day, you're going to see me. You're going to say, "You know, you look a lot like Jesus."
有一天呢，你会看见我，看见我说：“哎呀，你真像主耶稣。”
Are you happy for the resurrection?
你是为那个复活感到高兴吗？ 当然是。
Amen. We will also bear the image of the heavenly man. Hallelujah.
对，阿们，将来呢，我们也有属天的形象。 Hallelujah.
Verse 50 says, "Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption."
就是直接说，弟兄们，我告诉你们说，血肉之体不能承受神的国，必朽坏的，不能承受不朽坏的。
We didn't get all this from Adam. We only got it from Jesus. Flesh and blood can't inherit it. What we got from Adam can't inherit it, but what we get from Jesus can inherit it. Therefore, we must be born again.
所以这里呢，我们得到天上这一切呢，不可能呢，从亚当那里得到。亚当呢给我们得到的是个朽坏的身体，这样朽坏身体它不能承受神的国。我们要承受神的国呢，只有从那个主那里得到那个不朽坏的身体，这样呢，我们必须要重生。
And so the question is, of course, again, how is this all going to happen?
所以现在问题再次提出来，就是这一切会怎么发生呢？
So verse 51 says, "Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed."
第51节说呢，看了，我告诉你们一个奥秘，我们不是都要睡觉，而是都要被改变。
Why is this described as a mystery?
为什么这么要把它描述成一个奥秘呢？
Remember the simple principle now. In the Bible, the word mystery does not refer to something mysterious or hard to understand.
只要记住这样一个简单的原则，在那个圣经里所讲到的奥秘呢，它并不是说一件神秘的事情，就是很难理解的事情。But
it does refer to things that were not formally or formerly known.
所以这里呢，它确实说明呢，这样一件事情我们在之前是不知道的。
Something is a mystery when we don't know it. But if someone comes and shows us what's going to happen, then the mystery is gone. We now know it.
所以有些东西呢，它因为它是奥秘呢，就是呢，因为我们的不知道，我们不理解。但是如果哪一个人呢，他给我们解释了这个奥秘以后呢，这个奥秘就不存在了，就不再成为奥秘了。
So Paul is now telling them something that they didn't know before, something that knew but nobody knew before.
所以那时候保罗现在要告诉一件事呢，就是说他们之前他们不知道的事情，甚至呢在这之前没任何人知道的事情。And
he's going to tell us now about how we get to heaven.
他现在呢告诉我们，就是我们怎样可以去到天堂。
First of all, he says, "We will not all sleep." By that, he means we will not all die.
所以呢，在那个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》里讲到的呢，我们不是都要睡呢，这个意思说呢，我们不是都会死的。
Our father and mother have died, and they've gone to heaven.
所以他的父母呢都死了，但是他们现在去到了天堂。
But if the Lord Jesus Christ were to come back right away, neither Norma or I would die. Our father and mother died. We wouldn't die. We're not all going to have to die. Some more will die, but one day there will be those who will not die. They will not sleep. They will go to heaven too.
所以呢，如果主耶稣基督他今天就来了，他跟 Norman 呢就不会死，他们呢两个父母呢，他们死了，他们就在天堂。那么如果主耶稣基督呢今天就来，他跟 Norman 呢就不必要死。也许呢还有很多人，他们这样方式那样方式死。但如果主耶稣来了以后呢，有些人呢他没必要去死，他没必要就说睡了，就是说主来了以后就不会，这些信他人就不会死。
But we will all be changed.
但是我们呢，都要被改变。
And we don't really understand all the nature, all the aspects of that change.
所以呢，我们根本就不知道所有的这个改变的，它的具体的是哪方面，或者呢，是具体的细节。
The Lord Jesus Christ, you remember, died on the cross.
你们大家都记得主耶稣基督在十字架上死。
Nicodemus and Joseph of Arimathea took that body and they wrapped it in linen and they wrapped it in spices and they put it in a grave.
所以呢，当时呢，尼哥底母呢，还有那个约瑟呢，啊，撒瑞亚呢，他们把主耶稣基督呢，他把他的遗体拿下来，然后把那个细麻布给他包上，放上香料，把它放进了坟墓里。
And if you check that body that night, you'd say that's exactly like his body was. It's just exactly like every other dead body. He's got a natural body.
现在如果在那天晚上呢，你看见了他的遗体的话，那你就发现呢，那真的是和其他的死人的遗体没有任何的区别，他真是有一个自然的身体。
But you remember that on resurrection morning, the Lord Jesus rose from the dead.
你们大家也都记得，在那个复活的那天早上，主耶稣基督从死里复活了。
And he had a new body.The body that he got had been changed.
所以呢，他那个时候呢，有了一个新的身体，他获得的那个身体呢，已经被改变了。
He'd been wrapped, you'll remember, in this very expensive, burial gown of spices and linen, and he was all wrapped up.
所以呢，你知道主耶稣他当时他身体被所有的这些细麻布啊，还有那些香料啊，把它包裹得完全紧紧的。
There is no evidence that in order to get out of that body, they unwrapped everything.
所以呢，这里呢，他们不可能说是啊，除非有人把那些就是那些缠裹的东西都解开，他不可能从里面出来的。
The story is very different than the story of Lazarus.
所以这个故事跟拉撒路的那个故事完全不一样。
You remember that after the Lord Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, he said to the people around, you loose him and let him go.
所以呢，你们大家也都记得主耶稣基督让那个拉撒路从死里复活呢，以后呢，他跟周围人说，你们把他的那个身上的那个布解开，让他走。
And I think if Lazarus could have talked, he would have said, would you please loose me? I'm stuck in here. I'm all wrapped up. I can't get my arms out. I'm all, you gotta loose me. Let me go.
我认为当时呢，那个拉森诺说啊，求你呢赶紧把我解开，我现在被困在这里了，我的手呢不能这样动，所以呢你们也不能说话，也不能动，不能像正常，所以赶紧把我解开，让我走。
Who loosed Jesus to let him go?
所以谁是解开主耶稣基督让他走的呢？
And the teaching of scripture basically is that he didn't need that. He just went out of the body, just through the body.
所以呢，圣经教导我们说呢，主耶稣根本就不需要任何人来解开他，他只是说从里面出来就出来了。
So the question is, why did they roll the stone away from the sepulchre?
所以呢，现在问题是他们为什么把那个石头呢，封住那个墓呢？
Did they roll the stone away from the sepulchre to let him out?
他们有没有把那个石头搬开让他出来呢？No.
He was gone before they rolled the stone away.
所以呢，他们把那个石头搬开，封那个墓的石头门搬开之前呢，主耶稣已经不在里面。Why
did they roll the stone away?
为什么他们要把那个石头搬开？
To prove that he wasn't there.
那证明他不在里面。
The stone was rolled away not to let Jesus out, but to let the inspectors in so that they could prove he wasn't there.
所以那个石头呢，封门的那个大石头被搬开呢，并不是说是让主耶稣出来，而是让那些检查的人进去证明他不在里面。
How did that happen? He had been changed.
所以这一切怎么发生的呢？因为他已经被改变了。So,
when we rise from the dead, we also will be changed.
所以呢，当我们从死里复活的时候呢，我们也会被改变。So,
I have trouble with this because I often think about the fact that my mother and father and grandmother and grandfather and all kinds of other relatives are all buried in the same place over at 41st Avenue and Fraser Street.
所以呢，就是呢，我通常呢，就是在这里面感到困惑，因为所有的我的父母啊，还有我的爷爷奶奶呀，还有我的所有的亲戚们呢，他们所有死呢，都是一起被埋在那个建筑的41街和那个 Fraser 那条路上的那个墓地里。
And at the day of the rapture, they will all be changed. They will all rise from the dead. They will have new bodies.
所以呢，在那个复活的那一天呢，他们所有的人呢，都会从死里复活，他们都会从里面出来，都会有一个新的身体。
Now the question is, how are they going to get out of the grave?
所以现在的问题是，他们怎么从墓里出来？
And I think the Lord's just going to call them out. They'll go right through the dirt on top of them, same way as Jesus went right through the wall of the cave that he was in.
所以这个里面呢，我认为他们呢，就会以那个主耶稣从他那个墓穴里出来的同样的方式，从他们覆盖他们的那个坟墓的上面的那些尘土上面直接就出来。
I used to think that it would be very dramatic if there was a bit of an explosion and the dirt was up so that many people could look down and see that there were so many people missing from that part of the graveyard.
所以我认为呢，如果是说是这样的话，就是说呢，如果有一个爆炸，然后那些墓的坟墓呢，上面的东西呢，全被炸开了。 然后呢，当有人看那个里面的墓穴的墓地的时候，里面都全是空的。如果发生这样的事情，应该是非常有戏剧性的。But
I don't think that's going to happen. I think we're just all going to, they're all going to rise and they'll all be changed. And I'm not sure that the graveyard is going to look different, but I sometimes think it would be nice if it did.
因为我不认为会是发生那样的事情，我认为呢，实际上呢，在那个时候呢，所有的人呢，他复活呢，复活呢，在那个墓地呢，不会发生什么改变。其实人家到墓地去看的时候呢，所有的墓地呢，还是跟昨天一样，所以呢，他们只是说以那种方式出来了。Well,
all right, that's enough of our time today. We've gone just a little over time. We'll carry on our story next week. Praise the Lord for the resurrection.
所以呢，我们的时间稍微超过一点，所以下个星期呢，我们要继续的去讲这个，我们要感谢赞美主为了复活。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, we are so thankful for your goodness and kindness to us.
所以主啊，我们非常感恩的就是您对我们的美善和对我们的慈爱。
Jesus died on a cross, was buried, and rose again in order to provide us with salvation, forgiveness of sins, newness of life, eternal life.
记住啊，主耶稣基督为我们死在十字架上，然后呢，他被埋了，他从死里复活，死里复活呢，这样呢，他可以呢，饶恕我们的罪，给了我们，赐给我们救恩，赐给我们新的生命，赐给这就是一个永恒的生命。
We are so thankful, and we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
非常感恩，所以我们现在感恩是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Very good. Thank you, everyone, today. Tonight we will have a testimony night. And